Hi, everybody. It's the vlog challenge day two. As I mentioned, today we're going to talk about the public speaking. That's why I dropped downtown and speak in front of a downtown street to conquer my fears of speaking in public. I don't care about people surrounding me, walking back and forth. But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take whatever it takes to do it.
Hi, I just in the morning I practice on the street and speak my English and tell about the conquer the fear of public speaking. And in the office, actually in a club, it's a privacy club, and only the privacy members can be work here and have a meeting here. I learned how to conquer that so well. So I made two cold calls. One is client, one is candidate. They all tell me that why you're full of energy, and I heard you have strong voice today. I told them all because I practiced a little bit on the street this morning before I entered into the office. My understanding of public speaking is that we need to have the confidence first. You're gonna speak in front of people or in front of camera, you need to be confident enough to speak. Well, be confident, that will be another topic we can discuss later on, but to be confident, we need to practice. Some people practice by deep breaths. Some people practice confidence by, singing a song. Some people practice by reading aloud. And some people, by thinking a picture and, the scene of the stage. And definitely, practice is essential, like I said yesterday. When you practice, the more you practice, the better you are. That's why I want to challenge you now. You can be in front of your camera and speak out. Tell me who you are in 1 minute. And, could be your character, your personality, your stuff, your personal stuff, your liking, what you like, what you don't like. And second, tell me what you do. Could be your job, your daily life, how you make living, etc. Third, tell me what you can bring value to people, how people can learn from you, and how you can support people to grow up together. That is also a good point. And finally, we can talk about why people work with you instead of others. What's your competitive image? What your competitive advantages. So based on all this, I suddenly have an idea that I'm gonna propose to you to develop your digital or your video resume within 3 minutes, talking about the three questions I asked. Who are you, what you do, and why people working with you. And then you can develop that. I can figure out a way that send the video resumes through your email address, then to propose your potential employers. That will help you to land almost good opportunities. Let me give you an example. I tried to roll emails, different emails to a potential client, but didn't get response at all. But that day, I suddenly found that the video probably is the nowadays technology, and everybody around me are just watching videos on the phone and screen. So I decided to find a tool to develop a short video to introduce myself. And I sent through to the client, then boom, I get response. And I landed a client. So do you think the digital gonna be the future? Do you think digital resume gonna help you or support you to land a good opportunity? Please comment below or subscribe. we can discuss more. Your thoughts always welcome. Thank you.